I was
decide.
actually stoked for this horse jumper of love thing today to be all like, oh yeah, I heard you're the guy of the hour, all perfectly imperfect and such. Anyways. And I was actually getting really pumped up in Chapter House Cafe today, hoping that my ex would come in, didn't come in, but guess what? I did make three new friends who are guys. They all love me, even if they have girlfriends. Oh my God. Hey, Josh. I bet you could do it if you
Ew.
tried.
I feel
And
like
they were
he
all like,
wouldn't.
oh, you have a podcast? You have a podcast? And I was like, yeah, I have a podcast. And then I was like, heard you listen to Joe Rogan. And then he was like, I do.
Oh my God, stop.
And he was like, oh, you do it with your friend? And I was like, yeah, the friend who told me you listen to Joe Rogan.
That's me.
This
I'm
was me
kind
and
of
the
like the
barista.
spy.
And then he was all like, I do a lot of cool stuff, but I don't like to talk about it. And then I was like, I do a lot of cool stuff, but I don't like to talk about it. And then he was like, I make denim outfits. And I was like, and so eventually, I think I can ask him to make me jeans that fit me well. Anyways, though, he has
But
styled
then he's gonna
Lizzo.
ask to see your waist. What? He styled Lizzo?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's crazy. We should have him on the podcast.
We should have him on the
Why
pod.
don't you date him?
He listens to Joe Rogan.
He's cute.
He
See,
is
my
cute.
problem with you is that you have, there are so many good guys that you could date, but you choose the wrong guys and then you complain.
I'm so sorry if you watched our last solo episode, because my last solo episode actually was not a good performance on my part because I couldn't even get out of bed, but I did it for the episode.
But now you're out of bed.
But guess what? I went to the coffee shop today and all the boys wanted to talk to me. Not that I really cared, though.
Oh my God. My fear is that we're going to be the podcast that's known as like the Red Scare adjacent girls, like the girls that like Red Scare. So I have to make something clear because I'm not as vocal about it. I don't support Red Scare.
I don't support Red Scare either, but I like Dasha.
She likes
I think
Dasha.
she's funny.
I
I think she's funny in the way of, I think that her entire internet thing, it's in. Okay, can I speak on something? Because I was actually
feel like you've
DMing.
spoken on, you were
No,
DMing
let me
Dasha.
explain this. Because, okay, I actually, first of all, me and Gabby were DMing about it. And second of all, I actually wrote a whole letter to Maddie about this whole topic. So I actually
Oh
have
my God.
exactly the right words to tell you. Maybe I should read my letter to you. Oh my God, can I read the letter? Because I was explaining to Maddie how I felt really depressed and how. Sorry, this is going to be like awful. I honestly think this is what we should talk about this episode because the whole Red Scare lore, right?
There's no lore.
The whole lore of Red
There's
Scare.
no
I
fucking
get it, guys.
lore.
I don't
Oh my
agree with them
God. She
either.
doesn't get it.
I
She does not
don't agree
get
with them
it.
either. But okay, let me read you this letter that I wrote to Maddie because basically I wrote her this other letter that was kind of funny. And I was basically just like saying how I wanted to like buy a Mumu dress and how I like love Dasha now. And like I was being like, I was joking, but also I was being a little serious because following her online, I feel like I've been depressed recently. And then I was like, why does everyone hate this girl? And it's been very uplifting for me. Okay,
That's
so let
good.
me. And I loved her in Rachel Ormont. So I just can't. There's nothing I can do to. I can't. Anyway, so this is
She
what I
is a
wrote.
cool girl, I'll say it.
She's cool, but she. I don't agree with her politics.
Yes, I don't agree with her politics, and that's really the point I want to get across with our
Okay, neither do
podcast.
I. Neither do
Okay,
I.
but I
But
feel like
maybe.
people don't know that because in the last episode you were talking about how
Excuse
you
me.
loved Dasha.
Excuse me.
Get your put your finger down, bitch.
No, but there was actually a girl on TikTok today who was imitating them. And then she was like, yes, I'm a leftist. Yes, I listen to the Red Scare podcast. I don't even want to hear it. And I'm so, let's normalize that.
Oh my God. Yeah, let's
Anyways,
normalize. I don't
let
think we need to normalize
me
it. You keep going off track.
Okay,
Oh my God.
dear Maddie, here's the thing about Dasha. Come on, let's get snaps. Okay. I thought people who listened to Red Scare were dumb and out of their minds. There was this awful guy Samira and I met at a show who had made a friend group through Philadelphia Red Scare Reddit Discord page.
I had sex with this guy, so thanks for
Hey,
prefacing
just
with
wait.
that.
That was all I had to tell a friend for them to know that Samira should have probably not had sex with him. It wasn't her fault, though, obviously.
Oh
I put that in
my God.
parentheses.
You
Anyways, what? I hated it too. A lot of my friends who hated it also loved Cumtown, now known as the Adam Friedland Show. It confused me for a while why people liked Adam Friedland but hated Dasha. I didn't really ever think too much about it or bother to try to figure out what was going on.
Can you pause for a sec?
Why?
This literally sounds like you're reading like an essay about like something really, really important.
Good, the good, good. This
It's
is
just,
important.
it's
This is
not.
important. Better, but
Oh,
you.
I thought you were in the same sweatshirt as yesterday.
No, actually. That's not the only sweatshirt I own. My ex-boyfriend's sweater, not the only one.
Thought it
Anyways.
was. Can you read the letter?
Got it. Anyways, I've been trying to. Used to date. She cheated on him. And I thought it may have been a girl thing that they love offensive men, but never a woman. Recently, I met this girl. She's with Dom. She knows the dare. She's friends with Satsi. I later found out that she had come on a date with
Where?
Dom, but they didn't really vibe. All of this was enough for me to develop some weird kind of girl envy, invisible relationship with her. After Trump won, Dom told me she voted for him. When I asked, why are you friends with her? He said, but what if she's based? I became enthralled in understanding whether Red Scare had caused this or if their followers were getting tricked by them. Either way, if a podcast can its followers to vote a certain way, it's a little bit dangerous. I'd have been at a show where a new friend Gavin was too. He also knows the Dare is Satsi. I don't say it because these people are famous, by the way. It's just to like provide context to their character because I feel like that does give you a good sense of their character.
The dare fucking hates us.
Dare literally wants me
Like,
dead, and
the
I know
dare wants
it.
you dead.
But okay, let
Again,
me.
don't associate me with this because I still have a chance, I think.
He criticized Dasha's movie and Red Scare. I felt utterly relieved by the perspective after Dom had seen it as normal. Suddenly, as we were talking, Gavin and I begin to zoom out on myself.
And here we go. And here we
I
go.
watch above as I see myself down there, bonding with a guy about a girl who's widely hated. And the more I explore her following and backlash, I respected all of it. Realizing that it takes a very specific type of woman to be that image. It's really inspiring in some way. I love girls who make people bothered. She's so far past having to monitor herself online, she can literally say anything. I know I'm just jaded by accounting for what people think, and I'm also getting a rise out of liking someone who a lot of people hate. Don't worry too much about it. I can already feel the whole thing starting to wear off.
Was that the whole letter?
No, that was just the first 2 pages. The
Oh.
other pages were not about Dasha. So, just so
Oh.
you know, I do actually have a life. Oh, that matters too.
That's good to know.
Yeah. The other part was about a dream I had about my longtime crush, actually.
Oh my God. With that being said, I think she's a cool girl. I think that. But I
Like, come
also
on.
think.
All these people wouldn't kind of like her if she weren't kind of cool.
But that's my thing, is I think that, like.
Maybe everyone's just stupid.
No, I don't even think everyone's stupid. I just think that, like, people that. Like, I think that people, like, live in such a different world than we do. Like,
Yeah.
people who have not even, like, a lot of money, but, like, even just, like, a good amount of money in the way that, like, they do and stuff. Like, I just feel like they live in a completely different world and completely different plane of reality. So I feel like I can't even begin to comprehend that.
Well, yeah, I think that celebrities, especially, why did I read that whole thing?
I don't know. I tried to stop you, but I got
I
yelled
know,
at.
I know. Can I? Okay, in case I want to cut that out, can I just provide a synopsis?
Oh
Basically,
my God. I provide the synopsis for you.
yeah, go for it.
Basically, she loves Dasha because she loves women that are hated on by people and because she doesn't agree with her politics, but also
Also, her movie was fire.
we don't really know what's going on behind the scenes of anything.
Yes. And also, like, so much of stuff, like, no man is ever hated that much when they are like that. So I think it's, I don't know. I think I'm
Yeah.
also coming to a place where as I get older, I don't think that every person's views need to be the same as mine. So,
Yeah, which I also think that I am that way too. I think that
yeah.
we're more so that way than a lot of people that we know living in the space that we live in.
No, most people we know are like will exile you if you aren't
Yeah.
a leftist.
And I think that, yeah, I also have a similar
Which I do
take on
definitely think
it.
it's like kind of dangerous. Are you like actually shifting people to vote for Trump? And I think that's the issue within it. But I don't know.
I don't know, but it also is like the question of are they just doing things that are gonna cause them to be like the
Get
most conscious?
attention.
Yeah. But
Well, they're. Oh, yeah. Okay. This is what I also wanted to talk about. Gabby was getting super hated on. Cy Swoon was getting super hated on for tweeting something about the LA fires. And I really don't think she said anything that crazy. I think all she did was be like, there's other causes too besides climate change. There's also people who
yeah.
are just like feeding the fire and literally like committing arson,
Yeah.
which was like something people were saying, and I didn't even know until she tweeted it. So it was like, I think important, and like she's from LA, so I feel like she was just like trying to, like open people's brains about it a little bit.
I also just want to say too that the fires are like really, really awful and really sad, and that it's like really fucked up, the videos and stuff. And the pictures are really heartbreaking. And also, I think it's important to note too that they're still like investigating all the causes of it, because like when there's a wildfire, it's very hard to figure out like what the exact causes are. Like even the fires in Maui were like that happened last year or 2 years ago in the summer. It like took them a really long time to figure out all the causes for it. Yeah, obviously climate change is like a really big factor into it.
I think a lot of the reason she got hated on was because Anna from Red Scare quote tweeted her and was agreeing with her. She just said, and I think this is a good take. She said, it all went downhill because Anna from Red Scare reposted me twice in agreement. And whether those girls admit it or not, Anna and Dasha are like the popular girls of Twitter, and anyone who gets their attention immediately gets attacked. I see right through it. And then she was saying how, because I was like, yeah, I like didn't understand all of it, and then I was like kind of, even though I don't agree with Dasha, I think it's all kind of funny. And she was like, yeah. She said, to me, Dasha is an artist and a little bratty poster. Anything else and you're thinking too hard. I love Bad Girls. It's too fun and very activating creatively. Which I really do like. I know I sound crazy, but it actually just like watching her exist online has been activating creatively to me. Like, I don't know. It's
Yeah.
like fun. I think everyone online is insane. So then I think when someone is just like openly like insane and like then you can't really criticize them for doing it because they're doing it on purpose, it's kind of like, oh, okay.
Think the thing of like them like shifting voters to vote for Trump is like an interesting thing though.
Yeah.
Like that's
And
crazy that
that
something
does
can
make
like
me
have that
worried.
power. Well, it also is like what we were talking about. Basically, well, we were like at talking about our friend's birthday party about how, I don't know, it just feels like the internet and it just feels like everything is moving to a more conservative right wing path. At least that's what I think is happening. And that's even like a lot. I do think like a lot of the stuff we talked about with Gabby, like I think was very, like I thought it was so interesting. And I think a lot of it was very true, like in terms of what we're moving toward. I thought a lot of what she said was very like insightful. I'm gonna say I was texting Sundari about it, my one friend, and because she was just like messaging me about it. There was like this video that she saw of a guy and he saved his house by like buying cheap sprinklers and putting them on his roof, and then all the houses above him got saved because of the sprinklers, but all the houses below him got burned down. And it was just like the fact that all it took was a sprinkler to like save it.
That's crazy.
And yeah, and she was just like talking about like how preventable it was. Which I also like think is true. Like she was saying, like so many houses burn because of embers. Like shouldn't houses in fire zones have some kind of simple fire protection on roofs and stuff? Like how preventable like a lot of it was. Like obviously not all of it, but like yeah.
I don't get why houses wouldn't just like have that if like a fear is like a house burning down. Why wouldn't that just be a preventative thing on houses?
Yeah. Like I get like it's probably, I don't know if that's oversimplifying it because I don't know like all the logistics of like building houses and stuff, but I'm sure, and like obviously the fires were like insanely bad, so I'm sure that that wouldn't have like fixed or solved everything, but I'm sure like with some houses it would have. But yeah, and then we were also just talking about the world ending and how it feels like there's a lot of global unrest all happening at once. And she said, She saw a video of a woman talking about history and how everything is a cycle, like it's always a major sickness, and then economic disparity because of that, leading to fascist and extremist politics due to social injustice and unrest leading to war. Isn't it crazy how predictable humans can be, like on a macro level? And I thought that that was really interesting too. And
That
I feel
is
like we
really
talk about that a
interesting.
lot, but like just how everything happens in cycles. But yeah. Also, even with like, this is like kind of off topic, but not really. Just like all this stuff happening with Justin and Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively. And a lot of people saying how like we're like the Me Too era is like over. Like we're not in that anymore. And so, because like Blake Lively, like the collapse of the Hollywood Me Too era, like the New Yorker just wrote an article about it that I just
Wait, can
saw.
you just explain for anyone who doesn't know, like really shortly what happened?
The movie It Ends With Us came out. It's based on a Colleen Hoover book, and it's about domestic abuse, domestic violence. And everything was very weird from the beginning because the press tour was very weird. Like Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, who are the two main stars, were not like seen together or anything. And there was just like a lot of weird stuff happening. And then during like the press tour and stuff, basically Blake Lively pretty much got like attacked on the internet because of the way that she was like presented in interviews and stuff, like her saying things about like just making light of domestic violence is what it looked like and other stuff like that. And people were just calling her problematic and calling her a bully and all this stuff. And then she came out and said that Justin Baldoni had sexually assaulted or sexually harassed her, came out with a lawsuit against him. And then it came out, it was published in the New York Times originally. Like that was what broke the like her file or her like putting those allegations against him. And one of the people that wrote the New York Times article was, I forget her name, but she was someone who won a Pulitzer for her coverage of breaking the Me Too era with Harvey
Oh,
Weinstein.
interesting.
Yeah. And so that came out. And then Justin and his team fired back with a lawsuit claiming that like the New York Times article was claiming like filing a lawsuit against the New York Times for the article, basically saying that a lot of it was false and that it didn't paint the whole picture. They had like receipts that like some of the text messages weren't like the whole conversation. Like the text messages that New York Times published saying that Blake Lively or saying that like Justin's team was like setting Blake Lively up, and then Justin's team came back and said like, oh, though that's not like the full story, whatever. So basically it's gonna go to trial, I think, now. And there's just like a lot of stuff. But basically, long story short, is a lot of people are saying, like, regardless of what happens, because my personal opinion, like, I feel like a lot of people now are just like, I don't even want to speak on it anymore because, like, no one really knows what's going on at this point.
Yeah, his lawyer or someone is the same person who defended Johnny Depp. And then also, there was a tweet where like something leaked where they were like, yeah, like let's do what we did to Amber Heard to perpetuate the same thing against Blake
But then the new,
Lively.
but then his team showed like the full messages, which like said, which counteracted that. But the things that I was seeing was just like that her career is like never gonna be the same anymore. And yeah, I don't know. It's just like interesting because like,
It's crazy having watched her on Gossip Girl and her turning into this right now.
no, I know. It's really weird. I think just like looking at it in terms of the lens of like Me Too, because that doesn't even feel like that long ago, but it like is a completely different world and a completely different climate that we're living in now. And I think that that's what kind of speaks to the larger picture of like why I also think that just like online we're moving in a very different direction. And I think that that's translating to real life too.
Well,
Yeah.
I think that I don't think it's been like totally erased. It's like, especially with Trump winning presidency, then this whole wave of this is what we're on right now comes out instead of it being a we're trying to progress kind of thing.
I also think it's like, and we talked about this before too, but just how it's like a thing of, okay, going to the extreme on one end, and then that in return forces people to like go to the extreme on their own. Like with the Me Too movement and stuff, people like, not everyone, but like some people casting out men completely or like completely isolating them.
And now they're
And then
back.
like, yeah, well, it's like obvious, like, what are they gonna do? You know what I mean?
Like
Like,
they are
no.
not going to disappear.
Yeah, and it's also not gonna like, that's not going to make any change. Like if you just like what we were saying about like not isolating people if they have different views on you than something. Like, it's the same thing with that. Like, and I think Gabby talked about this too. Like, you push bullies away, but it shuts them down for a second, but then it, like, it doesn't, shut them down completely. And so now they're back, making the pendulum swing in the opposite direction.
Yeah, I think finding like a actual solution is really difficult because,
It feels like impossible with the online world just because of how extreme everyone is online and how reactive everyone is.
Well, I've been thinking a lot about things that bother me and just how time really actually does heal those things, even though it doesn't feel like it, and it takes a while for you to like really see that happen. But it is very true, and I think that a lot of things. It's kind of on both ends where it's like this person can't freak out and think that they're like because they did something bad, like then make themselves into the victim and just let there be time and learn and, do the best. But that I think is hard to put someone in that position of even thinking that that will happen if they feel so shut down. I was reading, I got Josh Citarella's book.
Oh, what's this book?
It's Politigram and the Post
Oh,
Left.
yeah.
It was really interesting. I read it all last night, like the whole thing, and it
Whoa.
was basically just documenting political Instagram communities that are most active with young people. The most political people online are teenagers, and he was deep diving into the communities and stuff. And the resolution was, oh, there's this strong alt-right young community online. Is there the same thing for leftists right now? Is there like hope for us to become more of a community online? And a lot of it is very like spread out. And the only like real thing is more so like online nihilism has become the left. And it's because there's like not a good solution that has been offered, I think, by like a candidate or anything like that that's actually radical enough. It was interesting.
Yeah, that is really interesting. I want to read his book, and I also have to listen to his podcast to doom scroll more.
I feel like it's helpful to me because I get really overwhelmed about what I don't know online, especially
Yeah.
because I, for a long time, was in a place of I think I do know everything about the internet world because I feel like for a while teenagers were the ones who knew the most about it. And now, like getting older, I'm like scared of losing that. And I don't want to lose that because I feel like it's still very interesting and fascinating. And there's so much to explore as long as you like know what to explore and what to understand. And like the internet being a positive tool, I think it's just like a really important thing for society because it's not going to
Yeah.
go away.
Yeah, then I was gonna say it's like always gonna be relevant. But TikTok might go away.
True that.
So to sum up, Dasha's fire
I love her so much.
and
I honestly think that after Trump's presidency, there's going to be a radical leftist and they're going to win.
you think?
What else will they do? We can't just keep going like this unless they were also saying that another thing is that there's this like overlap of wanting capitalism to collapse, it to accelerate
I don't think
from
so.
alt-right and alt-left. There's the overlap in that accelerating capitalism for one reason, it's will cause a collapse of society. And then for another reason, it will just end capitalism. And like there is an overlap there for the two different like viewpoints, but then they actually come together on that one thing, which is interesting. And he was kind of predicting that that would be one of the ways he can see things changing. That's totally not a good summary of his book. You should probably just read it because
That's
it
interesting.
was like, yeah, I don't know. That was just like one aspect of
Yeah.
that being a solution for people and that being a popular solution for young people.
I don't know. I think something has to happen to rich people. I feel like that's like where we're headed for a solution, honestly. Because also, I feel like that's what, or like there, I don't know. Because even with like the fires and stuff happening, like the fact that it was like extremely wealthy people that were hit by it and like, these are people who, like, and like celebrities and stuff. And it's like, they're the ones that lost their homes, they lost their belongings, they lost photos, they lost like all of these things that are really valuable and that you can't just replace. I'm hoping that
That's like
it'll
a
be like
wake-up
somewhat
call.
of a turning point. Yeah, a wake up call where it's like, okay, like you're not going to be able to fix everything with money.
Yeah, also, I do think that, and I know I'm talking about Josh Citterell a lot, but his ideas are really, he's a really good internet speaker. He really needs, someone needs to put him in power because I feel like he could help us. Like, that's what I really think is like people who actually are versed on this stuff need to be a part of fixing it. And also, a big thing that he talks about is that, in summary, because I feel like his stuff is kind of hard to digest sometimes, especially like his podcast episodes. Like, the people who speak on there, sometimes I need to like listen to what they say over and over to understand what they're saying because they just go really quickly. How social media, especially because of the climate of it and how radical it's become, and just like, you know, all the issues with it, was basically probably there needs to be a rebuilding of all of them and doing it in a way that it won't, like, by someone who isn't Elon Musk, who's not gonna like buy it and like sell it, and then it's gonna, like, you know what I mean? Because Twitter was fine until Twitter became what it is now, and like all these social media
Yeah.
platforms were fine and like not as harmful for us and like didn't perpetuate as much abusive behavior and just like crazy like in, like ideas and radicalized people, and you know, like without them becoming what they are now and transforming into something that they weren't really intended to be. And I think that people probably need to start social media platforms, and we need to just destroy the old things and build the new things, but that's a really hard thing to do.
And also, how do you prevent those from then turning into it again, because it all is just like money based. Like, the
Yeah.
reason that these platforms are like this is because those algorithms want people to become radical or fall, well, like watch things that are going to radicalize them, because that
It like
makes
benefits
you,
them.
yeah. And it also just like you're like going to keep clicking on things and you're going to keep watching things and going down the rabbit hole. And yeah, it's like, how do you prevent that from happening? Because that's just the way that social media is built to work.
Well, you know what I think?
No, and I don't want to know.
I bet that Josh could do it.
Ovaye.
Hey, Josh. I bet you could do it if you
Ew.
tried.
Ew. Was that your attempt at a segue into closing out the
Yes.
episode?
And I just feel like I've gotten awfully smooth in these few past few weeks.
Oh my God. Okay.
Lots of space up here to
Wait,
think.
let's do you want to do you want do you want to do you want to run it back?
What?
Do you want to run it back so you can say it again?
Why would I run it back?
So you can say, come on the podcast, because you didn't say that.